Crunch Time, Tuesday. This is how we rap. This is how we roll. Alex goes first.
I thought you were going to actually rap there for a second. I was a little bit afraid. To athletes still going to the Olympics, I ask.
What are you doing?
I kind of took a week off of this one, but stuff in the news as the Olympics are this week. Just a few days away, for some reason, the athletes involved still committed to competing and risking life and limb literally in Brazil. Let's go ahead and put aside the fact that simply swimming in the water will cause your skin to form lesions and open up holes because of the drug-resistant flesh-eating bacteria it features. Setting aside the fact that police in Rio, not criminals, police have been robbing Olympic athletes of their money and valuables. Setting aside the fact that Crackland, as it's called, a part of Rio named after the fact that it's essentially an area where hundreds of crackheads just live and smoke crack all day. The fact that Crackland is within walking distance of the games. Let's put all that aside. Just fixate on the living quarters for athletes. Andrew Bogut of the Australian delegation this week created the hashtag IOC Luxury Lodging. If you click it, you can see many examples of why he and his crew are upset. No shower curtains, exposed wiring and plumbing, gas leaks, single beds in every room. Let me remind you that Bogut is a 7-foot-tall basketball player. A single bed isn't exactly going to cut it. And no shower curtains might not sound like a huge deal, but the bathrooms are such that if Bogut himself didn't go buy one at a store and install it himself, then the entire area was going to flood with water when they took a shower. And oh, by the way, the Australian lodging had a fire in it the other day. Athletes evacuated to safety while fire safety put it out. Athletes returned to find their clothes and laptops stolen. Again, I say it. Pray for Devin Allen, Duck fans, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Now, I need some clarity here.
Uh-huh.
In order to be a crackhead, you have to smoke crack all day long? Because that sounds like... I want to keep my options open.
Is there like a time limit?
Well, it's just like, again, that sounds like a lot of work. All right, I'm crossing off my career options.
Yeah.
Crackhead, too much work.
I just can't commit the time every day.
To CBS Sports Radio weekend host Mark Melusis, I ask.
What are you doing?
He's doing some NFL camp talk. The subject turned to the Cowboys and quarterback Tony Romo. Said in a very matter-of-fact manner, well, his career is going to end up in the Hall of Fame in Canton. What? How? Well, by breaking and entering?
Who told you that?
Tony Romo, as we speak, has no chance. He's John Hadel. He's Jim Everett. Kenny Anderson. Boomer Esiason. Except in Boomer and Anderson's case, they made a Super Bowl and Esiason was the 88 MVP in the NFL. And you got to account for the era he's played in. 4,000 yards was rare even into the 1990s. Last year, if you threw for exactly 4,000 yards, you were 13th. It's a ridiculous take, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To people calling Tony Romo fat.
Hey!
What are you doing?
Talk about calling the kettle black. Random guy on Twitter, 30 years old, living in his mom's basement, eating churros all day and playing PlayStation, calling one of the best quarterbacks in the last decade overweight. Romo, if you don't know, was photographed running out of Cowboys practice as they opened minicamp the other day. And you know how photos go. It was poorly timed, made Romo look a little chunky. So people online decided to have a field day because, let's face it, he's an easy target. He's low-hanging fruit. He's on the Cowboys, used to date Jessica Simpson. I don't need to tell you why Tony Romo is easy to make fun of. But one, he isn't actually fat. It was just a bad picture. We've all had those bad pictures that your friend tags you in on Facebook. Hey, dude, you mind taking that down? I look like a human walrus. Thanks. And two, who the hell cares if he were fat? He plays quarterback in the NFL. You ever had a look at some of these guys? Like, Ben Roethlisberger ain't exactly a track star, and he's a top three quarterback in the league. Jameis Winston had a decent year. You know what he looked like. Kiwis don't have to be in shape. And Tony Romo isn't fat. You're fat. Neener, 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 as we ask.
What are you doing?
Neener, neener, neener. To Texas A&M offensive line coach Jim Turner, I ask.
What are you doing?
He's one of the Neanderthal assistants suspended by Kevin Sumlin for his role in those antiquated, sexist, knuckle-dragging slideshows they put on during their chalk talk for women. Why him and not the others? Well, this imbecile has a history. Remember the Jonathan Martin hazing situation with the Dolphins? Yeah, Dum Dum was canned by the NFL team for showing poor judgment chiming in there. 2016, people. It's 2016. Using this mind-numbing innuendo, you'd expect at recess for sixth graders. How he's not fired and only suspended 2 weeks shows how desperate this incredibly overrated program is, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To North Dakota State, I ask.
What are you doing?
Man, this ranks up there with bonehead moves by athletic departments. North Dakota State, the darling program of the football subdivision, decided to flex its muscle the other day and essentially ban all media, TV, print, etc., from covering the number one football team in the country unless they pay them for the right to do so. I guess their mindset is, you guys brought College Game Day out to our place. You love us. Now you have to pay to cover us because you can't live without us. I really get the feeling that their AD is going to like sit up in bed in the middle of the night one of these nights and freak out like, oh my God, what did I just do? Because guess what, guys? ESPN can absolutely live without you. You honestly think they don't have enough storylines on a day-to-day basis that they would need to cover the Bison of North Dakota State? Did you see some of the storylines during SEC Media Day, guys? Heck, ESPN just did a feature on Michigan becoming college football's first program to wear Michael Jordan brand clothes. Shoes, guys. We aren't even at the start of fall camps, and they're already talking about stories more interesting than your program. Rude awakening time. College football fans like you. They don't need you, as we ask.
What are you doing?
That's also ridiculous.
Also, they're like a public university, so
what's
I'm not even sure they can do
it's
that.
It's North Dakota State, yeah. Tech and M.
Ridiculous.
To ESPN Radio, CBS Sports Radio, and sports radio in general, I ask.
What are you doing?
Wait, really? Am I included in this? I better not be included in this.
You'll see, okay. If you belong.
Okay.
The Bachelor? The Bachelorette?
Nope, I'm out. Out of the contest.
I don't know which it was. I guess it must be The Bachelor because the brother of Aaron Rodgers.
I think it's The Bachelorette because they're picking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes more sense. So I guess he won, and if there's such a thing as actually winning brain dead reality TV.
Did he win? That's interesting.
If those lunatics on the Gottlieb show were acting like it was Breaking Bad. How this qualifies as a topic, and you know me, we'll digress into anything stupid. We kind of invented Idiots on Parade Radio. But The Bachelor, Bachelorette? I'm getting confused. At the risk of being a total judgmental D-bag, I'm saying some need to turn in not their man cards, but their double-digit IQ cards, because apparently you forged it, as we ask.
What are you doing?